Strange Adventure.
Inspector Jonathan Hawke, Sergeant Cassidy, and Nick Craven walked slowly through the misty fog that shrouded Moonstone Beach. Nick Craven, the wealthy sportsman, led the way along the deserted beach to the weather-beaten shell of what had once been a summer cabin.
Ah, here's the place, Inspector. I was sitting in my car right there on the highway when I saw Corliss and Miller head this way toward this cabin. Corliss was leading the way. I saw Miller suddenly take an automatic from his top coat pocket and fire twice. As Corliss fell, Miller started to throw the gun into the surf, then changed his mind, ran toward the cabin. I saw him stoop and bury the gun in the sand under the edge of the porch.
Craven dropped to his knees and dug into the loose sand. A minute later, he uncovered a Colt 45 and gave it to the inspector. Hawk brushed the few clinging grains of sand from the shiny barrel, then wrapped the weapon in a handkerchief.
Joe, you were a witness to the Corliss murder, were you? And you withheld this evidence from the police until now. Why?
Well, I know something now that I didn't know then, Inspector. Miller and I were friends as well as partners in the Glen Eden stables. I somehow couldn't believe he'd just kill a man in cold blood.
We've been holding Miller in the county jail for over 2 months. And now you're finally condescending to help us solve the case just as we're about to release him.
Well, remember, Inspector, Miller was my friend. And I've been debating with myself all this time as whether I should support friendship or justice. I finally decided that justice should prevail.
It's a very pretty speech, Craven. And I hope you mean it. What helped you decide?
Well, I learned that Miller wasn't the friend I thought him to be. He and Corliss were planning to cheat me out of my share of the stable. They got to quarreling about how to divide the horses between them, and that led to the murder.
Thank you for clearing up several points that have been bothering me. And as you said you wanted to do, you have greatly aided the cause of justice. You have freed an innocent man. I charge you with the murder of Corliss.
Craven glared defiantly at the inspector.
When news gets around of the mistake you're making, Inspector, you'll be the laughing stock of the city.
You made the mistake, Craven, leading me to that gun so soon after you buried it. If it had been in the sand for a couple of months, as you claimed, it would have been rusty. But it was shiny, and only a few grains of sand were stuck to it.
Well, I admit planting the gun. But you can't call me a murderer because I tried to help you strengthen your case against Miller.
It's a good excuse to think up on the spur of the moment, but it won't do. Miller has claimed all along that you killed Corliss for the same reasons you gave against him. We gave out the information that he was to be released to see what you would do. You became desperate, fearing he would be after your life. Consequently, you tried to fix it so he'd never get out. Of course, your lawyer can get you out on bail. But you can rest assured that the long arm of the law will reach out and grab you back again. When will people like you ever learn that crime does not pay?
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Powder Monkey, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.